This is Magic Drive Time, your daily dose of Orlando Magic basketball.
Magic have numbers if they go. Banchero now through the lane. He jams it down. B5 through five Raptors.
Magic Drive Time is presented by International Diamond Center, your local diamond experts since 1981.
High screen from Franz. Now Kell spins into the lane. Long two. Off the rim. Franz can fly it in. Put back is good. Franz Wagner. It's your night, 22.
Now here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
And welcome everyone to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Dante Marcatelli and Jake Chapman here with you. The Magic are back at it here tonight, and they are going to host the Charlotte Hornets game two of this eight-game homestand. And the Orlando Magic coming off an impressive victory over the Toronto Raptors, the first game of their homestand. They take down Toronto 111-96, completing the season sweep of the Raptors. That has not happened in quite some time for this Orlando Magic team. And you got to go all the way back to the 2011-12 season when they swept when they won the season series against the Toronto Raptors. And now the Magic have won three consecutive games. They're really cooking. They're a game out of fourth in the Eastern Conference. We'll get you all caught up. We'll break it all down for you. But basically, they host the Charlotte Hornets tonight, game three of a four-game series. And they have a chance to go up 3-0 on Charlotte here tonight. But Jake, this team playing terrific basketball ever since they kind of ran into that little bit of a gauntlet with New York and Indiana. Now they have won, sitting at 8 of 10. They had won five in a row and then lost two in a row against New York and Indiana. They seem to have found what was missing in those two basketball games and righted the ship here the last three. And now you've got one final opponent that's under 500 before you kind of really ratchet up the competition the last five games of this homestand. But handling your business first and foremost against the Toronto Raptors on Sunday, on Sunday, 111-96, and leading the way, Paolo Banchero, 29 points. He had 6 rebounds, 5 assists, the 16th time this year, gone for 25, 5, and 5. And I think this team has, they've been one of the best defensive teams all year anyway, but since the All-Star break, they have come back on an absolute tear. They're 10-3. There's only two teams in the NBA that have won more games since the All-Star break, and that's the Boston Celtics and the Denver Nuggets, and they each have one more win, sitting there at 11-2 since the All-Star break. But they are the best defensive team. And I don't know what happened over the All-Star break or what they talked about or if it coincides with what happened with the schedule and they're just taking advantage of it, but they have recommitted to the defensive end. We saw that again, holding another opponent under 100 points. And listen, defense travels. Defense carries. It's what's going to be their calling card going into the playoffs. It has been the 13 games since the All-Star break, and it will be the final 14.
Yeah, best team defensive rating since the All-Star break. What, fourth, I think, over the course of the season. By the way, if you just look at net rating post-All-Star break, the Boston Celtics are near 19 net rating. I mean, the numbers they're putting up right now. I think I saw yesterday that if the season ended today, they would be the fourth highest point differential of all time. I mean, they're doing 95-96 Bulls, 2016 Warriors type stuff. But that's a story for another day. Well, us and the New Orleans Pelicans have been the best two defensive teams since the All-Star break. We'll see those guys on Thursday. So you're right. The competition is about to ratchet up. Charlotte, if you just go back the last seven games, which includes the last time we saw these guys, they're the worst offensive team in the league. They're just really struggling right now. Yes, they have guys, absolutely, who can do some damage. I think Micic was really good last time we saw them. Trey Mann, the Oklahoma City guys seem to have kind of steadied things a little bit. And we know a Steve Clifford-type team, they're going to switch up defensive coverages on you. They're going to try to turn you over, try to junk the game up. So it'll be a go-out-and-take-care-of-business-type win tonight. And then, oh, by the way, in the back of your heads, you're going, we win this game, and we are guaranteeing a postseason berth for the first time.
About that? Now, let's not gloss over that, right? I was going to get to that in the next segment, but go ahead and lay it out. There could be big things at stake here tonight.
It's a top 10 seed that you're guaranteeing yourself, right? Brooklyn has lost 3 in a row, so it would be, can you guarantee that we're going to play a game 83 if you win this game tonight? Not exactly a raise a banner type of clinch, right? But look, it goes back to that season that everything got blown up and the bubble to the last time we played postseason basketball. So it would be certainly, I think, one of those check boxes that you want. Coach Mosley said this morning, they're locked in game at a time. It's probably, I told him, I said, this is probably a question for after the game, right? Like, let's focus on the Charlotte Hornets first and foremost. And yes, they're a much bigger fish to fry and prizes on the line than just guaranteeing a postseason bid.
But it's the first step.
It's the first step. Exactly. It's the first step. And I go back, Dante, you remember at the beginning of the year at Magic, you, Alex Martin, stand in front of all of us internally. We're not supposed to share any information for those meetings. I don't think anybody will mind if we share this. The goal this year was working past mid-April, right? And working in May. That's what all of us were set out, and that's what we wanted to do. A little bit shorter in off-season this year than we've had the last couple years of our off-seasons. But postseason basketball, it's just special. It just means so much more. And look, coming down the stretch, we've had a feeling all season long like, you know, the energy and the atmosphere at Kia Center has been special, and it's kind of been building towards not necessarily this moment, but this last stretch here, this homestand, being able to lock in, and then, you know, we'll go through it. But right now you're the 5 seed, just a game behind New York. For the 4 seed, you're 2 clear of Philadelphia. They're sitting there in that 6 seed. They get a big win last night, so it's all there for you. We've got injuries ahead of us. OG Anunoby is going to sit back down for a while. Donovan Mitchell is going to be reevaluated in a week. So we'll see. I mean, there's a lot of possibilities here. But as we've been saying the entire time, you don't get there without taking care of business against teams like the Charlotte Hornets. We'll see them twice here coming down the stretch. So big one tonight.
Well, and you look at the Cleveland Cavaliers, and we talked about it yesterday. Do you know, get greedy? Let's go for third, right? You're 3 games back, and Cleveland wins last night, so you lose a half a game. But in doing so, they create a little more separation between the Magic and the Pacers. So that was a big win. And the New York Knicks seem to be, even without Anunoby, I mean, they just have figured something out defensively. And now who knows? They may just absolutely crash and burn when they get to the playoffs, playing as hard as they are defensively, right? But they get a big win. To me, that's a big win. 4 in a row, big win in Golden State. They've now won the first 3 games of their 4-game West Coast trip.
And one more thing, and we've kind of forgotten about the Milwaukee Bucks. They're in the 2 seed right now. They've won 7 out of 10, 2 in a row. They seem like they have figured it out. They're healthy. Doc has settled in. We play them twice before the end of the season. So at the very least, if you can get up a little bit tighter and closer with the Milwaukee Bucks, there's an opportunity there as well.
Well, and they have one of the hardest remaining schedules, do the Milwaukee Bucks. The Miami Heat have the easiest. So any loss that you can tack on to them like you did last night, even though it came at the expense of losing a half a game to the Philadelphia 76ers, you're creating more distance because you don't have that tiebreaker with either of those teams in Philly and Miami. But it just feels like you really want to create as much separation between the Magic and Heat as possible, because you can win the division. You can win your division. You can be crowned the Southeast Division champions, and that has not happened in quite some time. I believe you'd have to go all the way back to that 2010-11 season. So that would be huge for this Orlando Magic team. Since the All-Star break, all right, we mentioned the record, tied for the third best record at 10-3. They're number one in defensive rating. They're allowing 101.4 points per game. That is second best, okay? 13 games since the All-Star break. 10.6 opponent second chance points. That's the second fewest in the NBA. So that goes in, that coincides with rebounds. You've seen so many times where one shot and done. They're not giving up second chance opportunities, second fewest since the All-Star break. Points in the paint, fourth fewest, 44 points per game in the paint. Opponent field goal percentage, 45.9%. That's ninth best, and 7.8 steals per game. That is tied for 11th best. And then the nugget that you had a couple of days ago, they're the best defensive rating team in the fourth quarter the entire season. And to me, that's the biggest reason that you are 33-1 when you lead after three quarters going into that final frame. But listen, we know they've been a good defensive team. We've seen it all year, but they have really, really kicked it into overdrive here of late. And I think that can only bode well going into the playoffs, the final 14 games of the season and going into the playoffs. Oh, by the way, you're going to get Jonathan Isaac back here tonight. So that's huge. A lot of it coincides with him. And a lot of it, quite frankly, Jake, coincides with Gary Harris and Jalen Suggs being as dominant as they are on the perimeter defensively here the last couple of weeks, all season long. But really, anytime you have them together now, 9-0, with that group as a starting lineup. But I think they got to set the tone up front. They're harassing perimeter players. Then you have guys like Jonathan Isaac, Wendell Carter Jr., Franz Wagner, and everybody kind of wait for you in the paint.
And Paolo Banchero is defensively as well. We don't talk enough about Franz and Paolo's defense because there's so much other stuff to talk about, right? I think the conversation gets pigeonholed into who are the defensive specialists. And yes, like Jalen, you know, it's, sooner than later, we're going to start talking about it probably on an off day. Jalen's case for an all defensive team spot this year.
Yes.
I mean, it is there. And obviously Jonathan Isaac kind of, you know, those games where he threw him out there for 12 minutes in the fourth quarter or 8 out of 12. You see the impact that sort of leaps off the screen at you. But the rest of the roster is good defensively, D. And I do think it also speaks to Coach Mosley and Dale Osborne. I asked Coach Mosley this morning about Dale Osborne. Shame on us, right? If we were an NFL franchise and we had one of the best defenses in the league, we'd be asking about the coordinator. And he is our defensive coordinator. He is the one working in shoot-around practices with them on that end of the floor. And I do think, you know, what it tells you, because the fourth quarter is when the iron meets the iron. And Coach Mosley and Coach Osborne and the rest of the staff are giving these guys the answers to the test. They're making the adjustments as the game goes along. And so I think it speaks to the job that they've done, Coach Mosley, you know, sort of primarily, of by the end of the game, we know what's coming. We've got some stuff figured out. And, yes, when you have personnel like Jalen and Jonathan Isaac, it makes it easier on you. But, you know, to be a team as young as we are and as good defensively as we are, late in games, that speaks to sort of across the board, really, really impressive stuff. And we're going to need it coming down the stretch here, because it's going to be really interesting once we get these Western Conference teams in that we haven't seen too many times so far this year. Now you get into that sort of know your personnel type stuff. What do they look like based on the amount of time since we last saw them? A lot of these teams made deals at the deadline. And sort of minor tweaks. So it's going to be a lot of good tests coming up here in short order.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned Dale Osborne, because we give Jamal Mosley, you know, obviously we mentioned him, and he's the first one to deflect to his staff. But you're right, we don't kind of single out the coaches by name. And Coach Mosley, again, getting the extension, and him and his staff work so well together, and they all benefit, right? With security-wise, when you have your head coaches extended for 4 years, and Dale Osborne has been the rock there on that defensive end. You hear him talking every time out, he's there, he's explaining, as Coach Mosley and kind of the others are kind of coming up with game plans of what the next play is going to look like. He's there kind of figuring out the defense and getting everybody on the same page. So, yes, he deserves a lot of credit. And Coach Mosley would be the first one to tell you that he deserves a lot of credit, as he told you here today. Real quick, before we get into the break, you know, we mentioned it. We just want to remind everyone that doesn't know. Obviously, the Boston Celtics, the best team in the Eastern Conference, they have a 10-game lead over the Milwaukee Bucks. 10 games up. So they're just going to cruise. I mean, they're going to clinch home court. They're about 6 wins away from clinching home court throughout the entire Eastern Conference playoffs. You know, and they're probably going to win more than that to clinch it throughout the entire NBA Finals. But they're sitting at 54-15. I mean, just remarkable. They've won 6 in a row. 10 games up on Milwaukee. Then you've got Cleveland is in third. Cleveland, then it goes New York. New York is in fourth. They're 1 game ahead of the Orlando Magic. The Cleveland Cavaliers, 3 games up on the Orlando Magic. So if Cleveland had lost last night, that would have dropped to 2, right? So it was sitting at 2.5. You could have been within 2 games of the Cleveland Cavaliers, and you tied that season series, right? So you got to see the tiebreaker situations and where it goes from there. And right now the Magic have 1 more win in the conference than the Cavs. So theoretically, as of now, here we stand, you would have the tiebreaker against the Cleveland Cavaliers. If it's a 3-way tie, you know, there's different factors that come in, but that's important. You could make up some ground. And so the Magic, again, they sit fifth in the East, 1 game behind the Knicks. They're 2 games full up on the Philadelphia 76ers for 6th. And then 7th is the Indiana Pacers. And the Magic are 2.5 ahead of Indiana. And then they're 3 up now on the Miami Heat. And again, that's without having played today's game. So you can add some further separation with today's games. But again, now, 1 win today, you clinch a play-in. You know you're at least going to have 1 extra game. And then you start looking, how do I at least make sure I get 7 or 8, right? Now you want to clinch at least 7, right, to try to host that play-in if you get stuck there. And then you start looking at what will it take to clinch 6. So anyway, things are going to be very interesting, and I'm sure it'll change a lot here down the stretch. But all you can do is handle your business, and that's what the Magic will try to do tonight against the Charlotte Hornets. Magic fans, enter for your chance to win a Markelle Fultz autographed jersey. One winner will receive an autographed 2023-24 City Edition jersey, so don't miss out. See rules and enter now at OrlandoMagic.com/City Sweepstakes. More Magic Drive Time, our call of the game, and it's a fun one. We're talking NCAA tournament when we return after this.
Orlando Magic fans, season tickets are now on sale. Now is the perfect time for fans to score the best seats for the 2024-2025 season with your Orlando Magic season tickets. Your seats and games are guaranteed from the moment you purchase your plan. Don't miss your chance to be a part of the Magic all season long. Beat the buzzer and learn more at orlandomagic.com/season tickets.
How do you measure the human spirit? In points? Distance? Maybe decibels? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Advent Health, official champion of the human spirit.
No matter where you are for tip-off,
you're going to see a lot of this play.
The game is on.
Just outstanding.
Good for three.
Stream the magic all season long on the Bally Sports app.
Oh, my goodness.
Be here for the excitement.
Off the charts.
The thrills.
Slams it in.
The rivalries.
Put that on your highlight reel, young fella.
Be here for the moments that shape our season. Stream the magic all season long on the Bally Sports app.
Game, guys. Now listen up.
In business, to have a winning streak, you need a dependable partner by your side. A lasting relationship where business needs meet personal solutions and expectations are always exceeded. When it comes to agility and performance, City National Bank, the official bank of the Orlando Magic, has the playbook to help you take your best shot. Visit citynational.com for more information. City National Bank is member FDIC.
Great dishes begin with top-quality ingredients. Goya offers a wide variety of products from rice, beans, masarepa, and seasonings to olives and olive oil, even low-sodium and organic items, to stock your pantry with a solid lineup of go-to ingredients. With Goya on your team, your signature dishes are always a slam dunk. For inspiration and recipes, visit Goya.com. And remember, if it's Goya, it has to be good. Goya is a proud partner of the Orlando Magic.
This is Cole Anthony of the Orlando Magic, and you're listening to Magic Drive Time with Dante and Jake, only on 96.9 The Game.
Welcome back, everyone, to Magic Drive Time. We're presented by International Diamond Center. Dante Marcatelli and Jake Chapman here. The Magic are hosting the Charlotte Hornets, and we'll have it for you on our sister station tonight, 104.5 FM The Beat. Congrats to UCF. They accepted a bid to the NIT, so they'll be playing here tonight. So we get bumped over to 104.5 FM The Beat, and it may happen a time or two depending on UCF's run, but at least for right now, this is the game that will be moved. So again, coming up here in about 10 minutes, we're going to want you to turn the dial over to 104.5 FM, the Magic and the Hornets, and then we'll have it for you at 6:30 on Bally Sports Florida. Right now, let's get you our injury report. It's brought to you by Advent Health, official team physicians of the Orlando Magic. And again, Jake, I'm really enjoying this. It was Jonathan Isaac the last game that was injury maintenance. So again, he could have played yesterday if it was a playoff game, on Sunday if you needed him. But it's Kevon Harris, Jet Howard, and Trevelyan Queen, right? So those are the three that are out here for the Magic, and again, all on G League assignment. And again, for early next week when we have that Monday to Tuesday off, we'll kind of catch everybody up to speed on Osceola because they're doing some great things, and we probably get those guys back once the G League playoffs are official. But man, this Charlotte Hornets team just absolutely decimated, which we know. But in case Magic fans aren't that as familiar with it, LaMelo Ball is out, right ankle tendinopathy. He's out. Leaky Black is out, as is Marquise Bolden. They're both on G League assignment. Seth Curry is out, right ankle sprain. Cody Martin is out, left ankle sprain. Bryce McGowan is out, right knee strain. And then you have Mark Williams is out, low back injury recovery. And he was battling that sore back when we saw him. He played through it. But you could tell that wasn't quite right. Well, it wasn't much of a factor in that game in Charlotte last week. And then questionable here tonight will be Trey Mann with an illness. So, again, you don't know how good he'll be feeling. You had a career high from Vasilij Micic in the last meeting, and Trey Mann played well also, the former Florida Gator. So that is a look at your injury report. As far as what stands out on that, Jake, Trey Mann being questionable and Mark Williams being out. I mean, You're absolutely gutted for Steve Clifford because you'd love to see what a guy like that could do with the full roster.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a little off topic, but I was pulling these numbers this morning because I'm going, okay, Paolo missed 8 games last year with an ankle, and he just doesn't miss games otherwise. Franz missed 8 games this year with an ankle, and he just doesn't miss games otherwise. In their 1-and-change seasons for Paolo and 2-and-change seasons for Franz Wagner, they've been available 92 and 94.3% of the time, Dante. And look, when you're a team like Charlotte is right now, yeah, an ankle sprain turns into a 10-game absence, right? They're just playing out the string. And, of course, you feel gutted for Steve Clifford, you understand. But, man, it doesn't feel good to have two guys in the middle of our franchise play the game when they're available and rush back from injuries. Yes, they make sure they're good to go, but these guys are durable. They're tough. It matters to them. And I think we gotta thank Connor Lucas stars for them, because that is not the case for 29 other NBA franchises. And look, you know, LaMelo Ball is a good example. And it's not to say that LaMelo Ball doesn't want to play. I mean, the guy has really suffered through his first 4 seasons, but he has not been available at all. And that is, to me, the primary reason that Hornets franchise has not been able to take off, because you just don't quite know what you have. And now you're going on, you know, his rookie contract is going to be up.
Correct. What do you do there? Lonzo Ball is another one. Lonzo Ball has kind of crippled the Chicago Bulls. And then you look at Miles Bridges is out for the year because, you know, obviously, you know, awful what happened there. And then you have Gordon Hayward, who's missed a lot of games. So they've had a ton of injuries and just haven't been able to get right. But anyway, I hope they do figure it out, and hopefully Steve Clifford will get to go on a run here at the end of the season and have that going into the offseason. Let's get to our call of the game. Quickly, it's brought to you by Glip from RingCentral. Rethink the way you work with secure meetings and messaging on any device with Glip by RingCentral. Visit Glip.com to learn more. We're driving back from the beach here today. We had a nice little family weekend down there at New Smyrna Beach. We're driving back. I asked my daughter, 10-year-old Olivia, to kind of look up the NCAA tournament, try to figure out in my head how many Magic players, their former college teams are in the NCAA tournament. So she looks it up first, and it's Howard versus, as she said, it's how playing tonight is Howard versus Wagner. So obviously,
yes, I love it.
Which I thought was awesome. So she's asking if Jed Howard is playing Franz Wagner. I thought that was absolutely astounding. I thought that is
the call of 2024.
Right?
I mean, it's so funny, too, because I was looking at that game the other day. It is amazing the way that things sort of appear and pop into kids' brains, yes, as opposed to when you're an old, crusty broadcaster. Like,
Yes, you're looking at things through a Magic lens, and that's all she knows, Jen Howard and Mo Byers. So she's playing, so she said, Howard is playing Wagner. And I said, well, that's fantastic. And but I love that. Credit to her. So it is not Jet Howard against Franz or Mo Wagner. Those are the actual schools, Howard and Wagner.
Wagner.
But there are, 6 Magic players who do have their colleges represented. First of all, I will start by saying notable omissions are Liberty University and Ohio State. Tough day here for the Flames and the Buckeyes, right? We can start with that. Jalen Suggs, his Gonzaga Bulldogs are in there. Gary Harris, Michigan State. You have Wendell Carter Jr., Paolo Banchero with Duke, Cole Anthony with UNC, Admiral Schofield with Tennessee. So those are your 6, but in kind of notable omissions there. No Michigan, right? The only 8 wins on the season. It cost Juwan Howard his job.
Yep.
Then there's 4 Magic players that went to Michigan and also Arkansas. Anthony Black, I thought that was kind of surprising as well.
Yeah, you know me. I'm a sucker for Eric Musselman in Arkansas basketball. Yeah. They lost so much talent last year. They got 3 players in the NBA off that team last year. Nick Smith, who, you know, a member of the Charlotte Hornets, and then Jordan Walsh, who's been playing for Boston's G League team. And we saw how good AB was. And so it's really difficult to retool like that. The SEC is an absolute grindhouse. The Big 12, I think, is the best conference in the country, and Arizona is my pick. Those are my 3 very quick observations, but I like the Wildcats this year.
Well, then we go down the line, right? And you've got so that's what we're going to start with. I'm going to use this for my moment, but we're also going to go down there. We're going to go a little bit deeper as well. Jamal Mosley, Colorado, is in the tournament. I believe they're part of the play-in tomorrow. I believe they're going to be
they're not Boise,
but the Buffaloes are in. Rhett Brielmeyer and Jesse Mervis, Arizona, right? So they've got the Wildcats are in there. Then you got, we're going to show them Boal on Nick Anderson, right? You got Houston and you've got Illinois. And then you've got Todor Pandov, which shame on me for not knowing this. How long has he been our head strength and conditioning coach? He played at Western Kentucky. Obviously, the guy's massive. He's got the height, and he's our head strength and conditioning. And I should have known that. Shame on me. But he went to Western Kentucky, as did our director, Greg Hartung. So you've got Western Kentucky Hilltopper ties here. He played an NCAA tournament game. I believe it was in 2002 against Stanford. Unbelievable. Casey Jacobson, Curtis Borchert, he played in that game.
How about that tournament?
So anyway, shame on me. And there's more. There's other practice players at the Magic Cabin, video scouts, and they had college careers as well. But as far as people that are sitting out on the court that you recognize, and then George Galante, Stetson Hatters.
Let's go.
Right, Stetson Hatters, going against the UConn Huskies, and as George would tell you, Jeff Turner always uses the scared money don't win. Right, so you gotta go with Stetson. Right, you gotta go with Stetson to cover against the UConn Huskies. He said he wants all the smoke. If you're gonna go to the NCAA tournament for the first time in school history, why not play one of the best teams of all time?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I'm not a betting man, but if you're going to bet the cover. I don't think I would bet the money on it, although that's like a lottery ticket. Real quick, Western Kentucky, I love that team. I love that school, not just because of Courtney Lee, but also because my high school mascot, Chardon, Ohio, is the Chardon Hilltoppers. The only two Hilltoppers, I think, anywhere. People always go, what exactly is a Hilltopper? It's a Mountaineer. It's a guy with a little pickaxe, but there you go. Go Western Kentucky. I love it.
We're pulling for the Western Kentucky / Chardon Hilltoppers, and we'll also be very, very interested in Howard versus Wagner. That'll do it for this edition of Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Have a great night, everybody. Magic, right now, over to 104.5 FM, and we'll talk to you tomorrow here on 96.9 Game.